At this time, I would like to invite the children forward for a children's message. If you will bring your palm branches with you, because immediately following this, those who want can go to children's church. Good morning, Calvin. Good morning, Sawyer. Hi, Cameron. Hi, Kate. Well, as you can probably tell, this is already a special morning because you got something a little special and different. You got a palm branch, and we all gathered out front and came in together singing. We don't do that every Sunday, so this is a special Sunday. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about why we say Hosanna. We sang Hosanna in that song. But can you think of another time in our worship service where we say Hosanna? We say it every Sunday. It's part of a song. Yes, we do sing Hosanna in the highest. As part of our communion liturgy, we always sing the Holy, 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 and part of the Holy, Holy, Holy says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And that's what we read outside today. That's what we do on Palm Sunday. We remember the story where Jesus entered into Jerusalem like on a big, big parade, and people were singing Hosanna and saying, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So a fun fact, the frontal here on the altar says Sanctus Sanctus. That's Latin for holy. And so the Holy, Holy, Holy is the song that we sing that says, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So I just wondered if you might like to know that, that that means holy, holy, and it comes from part of that song. Where's the third one? There's only two up there. And then the other thing that I love about saying Hosanna in the Holy, Holy, Holy is right before we sing it, you probably notice that I say, "And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn." And what that means is that all that when we sing that song, our song is joined to the song that the angels are always singing, and our song is joined to the song that those who have died are singing. So not only when we come to this table do we share a meal with all of God's people, those who have died, those who are living, and those who will yet come, we sing with them. We sing that song. So I just thought that was really neat, and I wanted to share that with you. So we say Hosanna to praise God. Hosanna can also be a prayer. But it's a song that we sing with all of the communion of saints, with all of God's family, all over space and place and time. Will you all pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he shows us your love, and that his love joins us with all your people across place, across space, and across time. We love you, God. Amen. All right, Miss Tina and Miss Isabel are going to take you to Children's Church if you would like to go. I think you're going to do an activity and have a little bit of fun.